Lord, I surrender to do what you want me to do. I'm willing. I'm willing to do what you want with my life, Lord. Whatever you're calling me to do, whatever you're wanting me to be, whatever you're wanting me to do, God, I'm willing to change direction. I'm willing to change the mode that I operate in life, God. Because I want you to be in control and not me to be in control. God, help us today. God, break the power of self-will. God, break stubbornness today. God, break every hint of rebellion in me today. God, break everything fighting against you today, God. Lord, cause fear's power to be broken today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, that we trust you, Lord, with our lives, God, we trust you. The will of God is God's plan for your life. God's will is God's purpose for your life. God's will is God's direction for your life. God's will is who God wants me to be, what God wants me to do, and where God wants me to go. Until we get surrendered in our hearts, we won't be in the will of God. Now, the surrendered life is the act of giving back to Jesus the life He gave to us. Says we were purchased with a price and that we're not our own, we're God's. He said, pray this way, thy kingdom, your rulership, your authority, your plan, your desire, your goal, what you want me to become, Lord, your kingdom come and your will be done on earth in my life as you got it planned in heaven. That's why we say sometimes, lift your hands and just worship God. It's a universal sign of surrender. Our self-will will give us more problems than anything else in our life. And so you know why Jesus said, pray then, thy kingdom come? Because our natural tendency is to pray, my kingdom come. And my will be done, Lord. Just like I write it out. I'm going to write out a script for you. And Lord, if you would be so good as to just make this happen in my life. And God's saying, if I do that, you're going to build your own trap. You're going to build this monument to yourself. It's going to fall down and it's going to kill you. God says, once you come over here, we say, no, I don't want to go over there. I don't like the temperature there. I don't like the way it looks. I want to go over here. I believe a lot of the reason why we don't surrender our life to God is we are afraid that God is going to drop us or something. Or like God is just going to have like an ulterior motive that He has led us in on, and He's going to make us go in a mission field in Africa where there's mosquitoes that got malaria or something. Like, oh, I'm not going over there. If I surrender, you're going to put me in Africa. I know you will, God. And we have this fear. Well, how many of you know, if God sends you to Africa where they got mosquitoes with malaria, you're in a safer place than to be right here in Lafayette on Ambassador Capri? James 4 and 1, the NIV says, "What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you?" You know, the greatest hindrance to a life of rest and peace is not the outward circumstances. It's the inward condition of my heart. And my self-will creates more problems for me than any other person on the face of the earth. And so self-will robs you, and it fights against God's will. Galatians in 5 verse 17 says, "The flesh sets its desires against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, for these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please." Man, we are just a few decisions away from our life unraveling, from our lives heading. It don't matter how good yesterday was, today's a new day. And every day that you wake up, train your will to surrender to God's will. Release your rights. Release control over your life. And say, "God, not my plan, your plan. Not my desire, your desire. Not my will, your will." He said, pray this way: "Thy kingdom, your rulership, your authority, your plan, your desire, your goal, what you want me to become, Lord, your kingdom come and your will be done on earth in my life as you got it planned in heaven."